Well, good morning, everyone. I think that I was actually one of those people that Randy was talking about early on who wondered why we needed to have an Office of International Affairs. And in fact, because when I was the Bureau Director, I think I probably said that to Randy expressly. Anyway, good morning and welcome to our two-day exploration of the FTC's role in a changing world. This is the 11th session in our hearings on competition and consumer protection in the 21st century. In previous sessions, we considered the effects of globalization on American consumers and the FTC's mission. Today and tomorrow, we will take a deeper look at how globalization and international developments affect the FTC's enforcement priorities and its policies. The FTC's 1995 hearings, led by then-Chairman Robert Petofsky, undertook a similar inquiry. Since then, we have seen significant changes to the international landscape. Many jurisdictions have either adopted or substantially updated their competition, consumer protection, and data privacy laws. The number of active enforcement agencies has increased incredibly over this time period. We have seen huge growth in the number of international and regional organizations and networks in which policies are debated and best practices are shared. Today, markets are more interconnected and consumers are more global and mobile. Our task at the FTC is to understand and respond to these changes as we work to promote competition and protect American consumers. Right after I speak today, we have a real treat, and he's sitting right in the first row right there. Our esteemed former chairman, Bill Kovacic, will discuss the history of these international developments. And Bill is one of the world's top experts on this topic, having played a pivotal role in these developments himself, and I am absolutely confident you will enjoy hearing from him shortly. But before we get to Bill, let me touch on two core areas of our international program, enforcement and policy cooperation. Starting today is international enforcement cooperation, today's session. In a quarter century since the Petofsky hearings, the FTC has been involved in an ever-increasing number of competition and consumer protection matters with an international dimension. We have often cooperated with enforcement agencies outside the U.S., which has resulted in better outcomes for competition and for consumers. That's why, as Randy mentioned, the FTC under successive chairs has focused on developing strong relationships with our counterparts abroad and expanding our cooperation tools. For example, in 2006, Congress enacted the U.S. Safe Web Act. The act enables effective enforcement cooperation in consumer protection cases by providing the FTC with cross-border enforcement tools in four key areas: information sharing, investigative assistance, cross-border jurisdictional authority, and enforcement relationships. We have used this authority in a wide range of cases, from internet pyramid schemes and sweepstakes telemarketing schemes to complex advertising and privacy investigations. The U.S. Safe Web Act has been an incredible success. Under the Act, the FTC has responded to 130 information sharing requests from more than 30 foreign enforcement agencies. We have issued more than 115 civil investigative demands in over 50 investigations on behalf of foreign agencies. These efforts have advanced FTC enforcement and often supported the actions of foreign counterparts in ways that have protected U.S. consumers. For example, in a matter announced this month, the FTC reached a $30 million settlement with the operators of a sweepstakes scam that targeted to a significant degree seniors. We received significant assistance from foreign counterparts, including the Canada and the United Kingdom, using our Safe Web authority to share information. The U.S. Safe Web Act is due to sunset again in 2020, and we are urging Congress to reauthorize this important authority, but this time without a sunset provision. Bilateral and multilateral arrangements, including memoranda of understanding, also facilitate cooperation. Today, I am pleased to announce that we are signing such an MOU with the UK Competition and Markets Authority on consumer protection matters. The MOU provides for enhanced information sharing and enforcement cooperation. The MOU moves both agencies towards streamlined sharing of investigative and complaint data, simplifies requests for investigative assistance, and makes it easier to engage in joint consumer protection investigations. At the same time, it provides strong, clear confidentiality and data safeguards for the information that we exchange. I know that CMA Chair Lord Tyree and his Executive Director Andrea Caselli join me in committing to work together under the MOU to provide benefits for consumers in both of our countries. Turning to our competition enforcement cooperation, we are literally cooperating daily with our foreign counterparts on mergers and conduct cases under common review. For example, as part of our recent review of the Praxair-Linde merger, the FTC staff cooperated with the staff of 10 foreign competition agencies to analyze the proposed transaction and potential remedies. And we see continued opportunities for expanded antitrust enforcement cooperation going forward. Across our missions, we work closely with foreign counterparts through agency-to-agency networks that facilitate enforcement cooperation and the development of best practices. Two key examples are the International Competition Network, the ICN, and the International Consumer Protection and Enforcement Network, the ICEPEN. The ICN provides 130-plus competition member agencies a specialized venue for maintaining regular contacts and addressing practical enforcement and policy issues. For example, its framework for merger cooperation serves as the basis for many agencies to engage in enforcement cooperation. Similarly, ICEPEN gives its 60 consumer protection agency members a forum for exchanging enforcement-related best practices and engaging in practical cooperation. ICEPEN members can access eConsumer.gov, an 8-language complaint website with an information sharing project sponsored by more than 35 consumer agencies. Today's session will focus on a wide range of tools: statutory authority, best practices, MOUs, and international networks that we use to accomplish our enforcement cooperation. We will also examine cross-border enforcement and policy issues raised by emerging technologies, such as artificial intelligence. Tomorrow, we will turn to policy cooperation. As with enforcement cooperation, we have witnessed a significant expansion in the ways the FTC engages in policy discussions with our counterpart agencies. Our cooperation on policy matters has fostered trust-based relations, open communications between agencies, and served to facilitate effective and predictable enforcement cooperation as well. In addition to regular bilateral discussions with our counterparts, the FTC is proud to play a leading role in multilateral organizations such as the OECD, UNCTAD, and APEC. Through these organizations and the networks I mentioned earlier, the FTC has participated in developing important international best practices, such as the ICN's recommended practices regarding merger notification and review, and the OECD Council recommendation on consumer protection in e-commerce. During tomorrow's hearings, we will turn a critical eye toward the FTC's work in these bodies and discuss the strengths and weaknesses of policy approaches based on soft law. We will also look at the impact of different legal regimes and cultures on policy and enforcement. Our panels will look at other effective ways for agencies to cooperate on policy. Through our technical assistance program, for example, the FTC engages with newer counterpart agencies, sharing our expertise and our experience. The FTC's International Fellows Program, authorized by the Safe Web Act, complements the agency's technical assistance. Over the past 12 years, the FTC has hosted 83 fellows from 34 jurisdictions around the world. As part of these hearings, we intend to explore whether there is more the FTC could and should be doing to promote sound consumer protection, privacy, and competition policy internationally. The final panel will focus on the FTC's international engagement in a changing global world, providing an opportunity for input on the most important enforcement international policy issues that the FTC faces today. Before I conclude, I want to welcome the many agency heads and other representatives from our sister agencies and international organizations who are joining us for these hearings. I also want to thank, of course, our co-sponsor, the George Washington University Competition Law Center. I also would like to recognize the efforts of the staff of the FTC, in particular, the Office of International Affairs, the Office of Policy Planning, the Office of Public Affairs, and the Office of the Executive Director. My fellow commissioners and I are extremely grateful to all the people who have contributed to producing this impressive event, including especially our speakers. Thank you all for attending, and I hope you enjoy the show.